Okay, so here we go. Welcome to another little chat as we go for a walk with Lottie through the fields. It's the 25th of May. The birds are really singing like mad today. It's quite nice, although it's not particularly sunny, but at least it stopped raining. We've had loads of rain recently. Very wet spring. And of course there'll be a bit of wind noise, which I'll try to minimise for you, but it always seems to be up here. Something to do with the geography of the hill. The wind comes along. But you know, it's spring and the hedgerows are bursting into life. There's lots of lovely colour. I'll take some photos in a bit. Because there's some really nice sort of blends of all different colours. So many wildflowers growing in the hedgerows along here. Really is nice. Come on, Lottie. She's sniffing around a bit of, I think it's lotus, lotus cuniculata, if I remember. It's like a yellowy, low-growing plant, sometimes called scrambled egg, because of its the way it grows low and has these patches of bright yellow flowers. Quite common. Anyway, so thanks for listening, and to build this up into a little collection on the website for those who are interested. Keep them going along. And yeah, things are moving on. We're I'm getting going with the next mystery. I've sort of got a prologue and a couple of chapters done. I'm sort of getting into the swing of it now. It's a little bit strange starting with a whole new draft from scratch after you've had one on the go, but you know, it's getting there. I'm feeling quite fired up to tell the story as I see it at the moment. No doubt that will change as I go along, because I always do change things. But yeah, it's I think it's a promising start so far. So quite a bit of it is going to be set in Exeter this time. I think it can become a bit of a tongue-in-cheek joke about you know, the Midsummer Murders type thing, which I'm not really a follower of, but I believe people say it must be the most, you know, murderous capital of the world or something, because everybody gets murdered there. Or you know, it's it can become a bit of a rut for things to get into. But I'll be trying to bring some local Devonshire colour into it, and there will be some of the regular characters making an appearance. Sam will certainly be there, and we'll see what happens, if there's any sort of burgeoning romance between her and Dan or not. I don't think it will be easy if it does happen. I think they're very different, so it's kind of what makes it interesting for me. We'll see if they manage to get it together or not, because he's always taken quite a shine to her, even from the, you know, first time he saw her, and he sort of imagined what she might look like if she was let out from behind the counter of the pokey little village shop. Yeah, so I think she's quite a nice character, and she had a bit of a part to play in the death at Blackingstone Rock, if you've been taking part in that, thank you very much. Had some interesting comments, and lots of people have written nice comments on the site, or sent me really nice emails saying they enjoyed it. And it occurred to me today I really must make a, or I remembered today the thought I'd had about making an archive of them, so that if anybody's lost an email or anything, they can go and find it, because I believe I can do it fairly easily. But slightly wary of any of kind of shortchanging people who might want to have the experience of getting the emails as they happen. And a few people have, you know, been kind enough to say that they've really enjoyed that kind of method of delivery as well, which I'm really pleased about, because That was what I imagined. I imagined it, you know, happening in as near real time as I could manage it. And yeah, the people seem to have liked that, which I'm pleased about. Somebody even said they'd had to keep going back to their computer to check check the emails because they wanted to get the next one, and of course they didn't know when it was going to arrive. So that little bit of suspense I was trying to bring back, and that seems to have worked. So that's great. Because, you know, these days we sort of stream everything and people binge watch things and they binge read even. And I used to always really like that feeling of, you know, sitting down at the regular time to watch the TV show or whatever. And I liked that feeling of anticipation and thinking about it, whether it was a serialised thing or not. You know, things like Doctor Who and stuff when I was a kid used to end with these dreadful cliffhangers that you used to think, oh no, what's going to happen? But of course you knew that it was going to be next week. You'd find out what would happen. And of course the baddies would be vanquished and Doctor Who would, or the Doctor, would win in the end. But even so, I just like that element of suspense and anticipation. I think it's good. Good for people to have to wait for things sometimes. Delayed gratification, they do say, is if you can cope with that, it's a sort of a sign of, I don't know, more mental resilience or something like that. So, other than that, it's not a great deal more to update you on. I do feel quite tempted to start sharing some snippets of the new book on the site because it's a membership site. So I hadn't really felt like doing that before when they were more public. But as I know, it's just people who kind of signed up to say they want extra stuff. And it's kind of nice to think that somewhere I can share things and people can comment. A lot of people don't like to share early drafts. I don't mind too much, as long as everybody knows it's an early draft and, you know, it will definitely be changed to some extent before the finished thing comes out. I won't be sharing huge amounts of it, I don't think, because you get to the point where I tend to go back and change earlier things to make them fit with later things. You know, sometimes you've got to plant a clue or something, or change where somebody is or what they say or do, to make the mystery make sense, to make the plot make sense, and that might mean that, you know, by the time you're reading chapter 7, chapter 1 has been changed or something. So I don't want to then have to go back and change the website as well, because I'd be there doing it forever and a day. So it would just be a bit too much to keep on top of it all. Because I do, once I get sort of going frantically correcting things, I sort of whiz back and forth through the manuscript. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. It will take me a while to get the whole thing finished, but I hope people won't mind waiting. Whether it'll be quite as long as Mystery May, I'm not sure. That turned out to be a bit of an epic thing. I maybe should have made the paper but have bigger pages, because it's quite a thick one, but yeah, it's quite nice. Not much to report on the audio of A Study in Stone, because the actor doing it has sort of requested a bit longer, which I'm quite happy with. You know, I think it's probably been a difficult time for actors, especially if they do any kind of performance other than voiceovers. I guess voiceover artists who've got their own studio set up at home have been reaping the rewards in these strange times, but if you rely on performances and stage and screen, then it must have been a pretty lean year. So anyway, the guy has got some pressures of work apparently, so I'm happy to wait. I want to make sure it's good and not rushed. And then we'll see about other ones, because it's so expensive to get the audio done. Yeah, we will have to wait and see. If if I can basically earn the money back, because if not, it'll be something I can't do. So we'll see. I've occasionally thought about recording e-books or sort of audiobooks myself. I did start doing one of my sci-fi series as a sort of podcast, and I ended up sort of abandoning that at the moment, unfortunately. So it's back of my mind that I did say I'd finish it, so I do want to kind of make good on that. But I shut down the site it was all on, so I'll just have to move everything somewhere else and sort it out. I'm not sure how much interest there would be in that, so you know, I've got to kind of do what people want as well. Only so many hours in the day I get to spend on things, and if I take away too much time from writing, then that disappoints more people. So I have to try and work it out somehow. There's just me. I don't have any assistants or anything. Maybe one day I'll be able to get somebody to help with things, but not at the moment. So, yeah, I'll try and get back to that. But, oh, yeah, I was saying about I do enjoy reading things aloud, and I enjoy reading things in public. I used to do that quite a lot when I was teaching, and the kids used to really like that. They used to look forward to those times I'd be reading from books to them. And it's great, but it is a slightly different proposition doing an audiobook, because it has to be kind of done, I think, quite slowly and deliberately so that people can enjoy it in the way that they choose. And I guess I could learn to do it, but it would take a great deal of time. And it's quite difficult to get it consistent, I think, especially if there's lots of characters. So I might have another think about it, but really, I really liked the guy who's it's called Greg Barnett, and he did a little like audition sample of A Study in Stone, and I thought he'd hit the tone pretty well right. He did sort of does a bit of characterisation of the voices, but he doesn't go over the top, I don't think, anyway. Just sort of enough to give them expression and a bit of difference, so you can kind of tell who's speaking. Yeah, and I think he'll do regional accents for people that require them, which is sort of quite a distinctive point of difference for some of the characters. But I think he'll be judging it about right. As I say, I've only heard a sample, but the full thing I think will be pretty good. Okay, well, more on that when it arrives. Sometime towards the end of June, I think, so I might be looking early July before it's all together and that will be available. And I'll look into what special offers and things I can offer if I can. I know there's ways of doing it, but it's just a question of working it all out and seeing what I can do. I think there's a limited number of sort of copies you can give away or something for people to review and so on. So I'll look at that, and of course people in the street team and members of the site will be hearing about that first. Okay, well, I've kind of reached the end of that circuit of the field, so I think Lottie might be wanting a little play around with the ball, although she's kind of off sniffing after pheasants. I did see one earlier which she didn't even see. She's quite funny that a pheasant can be really close to her and she won't see it, but she can smell it seemingly from a long distance away, but she can't seem to see them when they're in front of her. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and if you've contributed to help with the cost of things by supporting on the coffee thing, thank you very much, especially if you've done a regular payment, that's fantastic. So a few of those, and every penny helps towards keeping the tea flowing and the words flowing. So thanks again. Hope you are looking after yourselves, and take care, and we'll talk again soon. Okay, bye.